get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Y'all Yikes. Just expect me to be able to do this. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to vomit in the middle of this break.
I have saved the best for bonus.
Okay.
Because it's bodily fluids that we cannot talk about on the big show.
Can't Damn. Wait.
Uh-huh. I'm disgusted. Anyway, on to entertainment buzz, because Jerry Seinfeld is mad at the quote-unquote extreme left for ruining comedy. He says that no sitcoms got picked up in the fall because everyone's so afraid of offending other people.
It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect that there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy.
Yeah, I don't entirely disagree with them, but there's plenty of good shows out there that are very funny. You love Abbott Elementary.
I do. Abbott Elementary is a fantastic show that's very funny.
In fact, I think there's probably, with all the different platforms, way more comedy shows now than there used to be back in the day. But I do think that the line has changed. And I know from just doing what we do, the PC-ness of it all, it's kind of maddening sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I did see some. I didn't watch Seinfeld because it was a little bit before my time. But I have seen some clips on TikTok. And I will say some of those jokes, if they went out today, yeah. Ooh, they'd be canceled so fast. True. He did say that the one part of comedy he feels like he has a lot of hope in is stand-up, because when it comes to, you know, having five or six people look at a joke and clean it up a little bit too mm-hmm. much, it becomes boring after sure. that, because then it's too politically correct. But when you have stand-up, the audience can kind of tell you where the line is, and then you can be like, okay, that was too far. Britney Spears, this is a little concerning. Apparently, there are sources from Britney Spears' camp that says she is going off the rails. She's in danger of going broke because apparently she's spending too much. And a mental health expert thinks that she should be under another conservatorship and be forced to take medication. This is very concerning. So these sources say that she's doing worse than ever. She's completely dysfunctional, having radical mood changes. And even though she had $60 million when the conservatorship ended, apparently she's spending it on like very lavish vacations that they're like, this money's going to run out at some point.
None of this is surprising to me. I don't think it should be surprising to anybody that she had been controlled for so long. Dad was taking care of things. So now that she doesn't have somebody looking over her shoulder, she was never learned the value of money and how to spend and stuff like that. And I'm still maintaining, even though Cassie doesn't agree with me and I don't know the details as well as she does, that it seems to me like Dad went too far and took advantage of the situation. But I think his silence is golden here, in that I think that he was at the end of the day trying to protect her from herself. And won't come out and say that, because a good parent would not say that publicly. Now, you have pointed out he took it too far and probably took advantage of the situation, maybe even ripped her off for some cash.
And I think if you've, again, going into this, knowing that it's one side of the story, read Britney's bio, and I had heard this before too, of his alleged alcoholism all throughout her childhood and all the other drama and trauma. And I'm pretty sure there was just a court case between them and Britney that just ended and she wasn't happy about it. So that happened, and then all of a sudden this news comes out. I don't read into some random like mental health expert saying this. It makes me feel like it's a slander against her. However, I did have to stop following her because some of her, it felt invasive almost. Even though she's choosing to put herself out there, I felt like at that point I was complicit in something. It went from being like, of course she's going to act out. She's been under lock and key forever. She was only allowed like a couple hundred bucks of allowance to spend. Of course she's going to go wild. And then it became too much. And I was like, all right, I think the pendulum has swung too far in the other direction, in my personal non-medical opinion. And I don't feel comfortable watching this unfold anymore, because this is clearly someone's personal trauma that's playing out in a public sphere, even though she's choosing to put it there.
Yeah, I, as somebody who still follows her and seeing her post, they're concerning. I mean, mainly because the captions are just so nonsensical.
And trying to understand what she's trying to get across.
Yeah, you can see her post for just 2 days and know that that's not a mentally healthy person. That's not news. You can see that playing out in front of you every single day.
So is it just the captions that you find concerning, or is she posting like those weird dance videos that I know she's really fond of?
No, I mean, it's a lot of the dance videos. And it's not even the dances. It's just... Man, it's hard to put your finger on it, but you know how you just kind of like get a gut instinct or a feeling about something, and you're like, this person is obviously going through something, and I don't think they have the proper people around them to help them get through it.
It's just a tragedy all the way around. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it. The Burt Show.